If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
You know in the movie Doom when The Rock turns into the demon after being bit? You know that feeling that he had? Well, that's exactly what you get from pre-workout. Use my code PKMANCAVE, that's PKMANCAVE, at spitfirenutrition.ca for 10% off your entire order. Link is in the description below. What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave, back at it again for another week with my co-host Bambi Bunny. We actually got down to the wire of whether or not we were going to record this episode. You know, things happen in our daily lives, and Bambi, I guess, started a new job and went a little radio silent, and I got nervous for a sec. Thought she was jumping ship, but we're back at it again, and we're going to go over a couple of topics. So first topic is another disqualification in the regionals. Now this one, it could go either way with how things happened. However, especially with judges, as a judge of the TCG regionals or championships or even worlds, you should really maybe take things with a more grain of salt. And more importantly, you know how cards look or can look and take that into account. So apparently, a player from Sacramento, the regionals there, was disqualified over warped cards. Now, of course, recently there was also a VGC disqualification where a player lost a monster after giving it a temporary nickname that went against the company's guidelines.
Like I would have been disqualified so long ago.
Oh, I know.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Oh, God, yeah. But, I mean, over something as simple as a temporary nickname, like, come on. I mean, it's one thing. If you're not on stream, really, what's the big deal? Unless it's, like, really vulgar. But I guess I could see it if you're on stream. Like, if you're being streamed on YouTube or whatever, yeah, I could see Pokemon going, no, thank you. But with the TCG competitor who was disqualified, Michael Davidson posted on Twitter that he was disqualified with a record of 8-2-2, leaving him, quote-unquote, heartbroken and feeling somewhat disrespected. Now, according to him, judges accused him of relying on illegal methods to win games, referring to possibly marked cards. Now, of course, if you're not really big into the TCG, marked cards means that some of the cards in your 60-card deck are purposely bent, torn, or otherwise made to look different than the rest, so it's easier to draw them at the start of the game, avoid prizing them, and other illegal tactics throughout. So in Davidson's case, judges informed him during a deck check that his three stable eyes were warped enough to stand out from the rest of his deck. He goes on to say, "I informed them that there was a possibility my stable eyes were warped because the card is known for warping, and that isn't something they seem to take into account when I was given a game loss going into the top 8 of the NAIC for a similar issue." He explained that hollow stable eye cards commonly arrive a bit bent in the mail. Davidson also stated that he does not purposely warp his cards, adding that he personally could not tell them apart from other cards in his deck. But after discussing with the judges, Davidson agreed that he deserved a penalty, but not a disqualification. Goes on to say, "I just feel that, yet again, the frequency of this particular card warping was not taken into account. These points, at least 40, could have gone a long way towards my invite to the EUIC. And I feel like they were somewhat unfairly robbed from me. So, in a response to the long tweet, the Pokemon Company was left torn over the situation. Some trainers felt for Davison, since they believed he was not doing anything on purpose. But others noted that he should have known the cards would have been warped since it's so common. Adding that he should have purchased a different rarity to avoid the situation entirely. One player even asked to see the cards, which Davison obliged. Competitive players agreed that his cards were definitely noticeably warped. Some even said that he knew his cards appeared different and should have been completely banned. And he did post a photo on X. And just kind of looking. There's... So in the one picture, he's got 9 cards, all face down. A top view picture. From the top down, you can't really tell. You can kind of see, if you're looking at the picture in general, I'll post this as the art for the podcast here. If you're looking at the top left-hand corner, one down from that in the center row, you can notice a little bit of a bend, just a little bit of a shadow underneath the card, but not too much of anything else. But then there's a second photo of those same 9 cards, but on like a 45 degree angle from the right hand side. And at that point, you can tell all 3 cards in that center row are noticeably bent top to bottom. There's a nice big U shape in them, to the point where you can see a clear shadow underneath each card. Now, when you've got the rest of your 60 card deck on those cards, I don't know if you could really tell. But it's a tricky one.
Are they just creased or are they warped?
They're warped. It's a common issue with the holos, right? Where you start to get the warping. Some of my holos warp top to bottom as well.
I store my cards properly, so I don't have that issue.
I mean, so do I. Yeah, okay.
All of my old holos are fine. Like, anytime I have a concern that they might, like, some of the older decks or sets, I know do have a tendency to do that, but I preemptively top load them so they can't.
Yeah.
They're kept in a, you know, temperature controlled environment away from direct light.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's plausible during, like, transportation they got warped.
And that's the thing. It all depends on how these cards are shipped, right? Now, we would hope that any card would go in a top loader when it's being shipped, just because, I mean, if it's being shipped...
Or at least something with some rigidness.
Yeah, at least some rigidness. Because, I mean, let's be honest. USPS, Canada Post...
None of them give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't care. They will fold that envelope 6 ways to Sunday to fit it into a freaking 10x10 mailbox if they wanted to. It doesn't matter. You could have the world's biggest mailbox. They will still fold that thing in half and shove it in there. Like, they don't care. They don't care what the package is. They don't care what it's worth. They don't even care about their job half the time. They're just doing it. But that's the thing. I mean, me personally, I have bulk in a filing cabinet in my basement, so it's a consistent temperature year round. It's always around, I mean, it's cool, but it's not too cold. But it never gets warm. It's obviously out of the sunlight because, I mean, A, it's in a filing cabinet. B, the filing cabinet is in my workshop where there's no windows whatsoever. And even then, I still find the holos will have a tendency, some of them, not all of them, will have a tendency to warp a little bit. But again, it's bulk. I mean, they're what, 20 cent cards? I really don't care. I mean, whatever. It doesn't really bother me that a 20 cent card starts to warp. Now, if it was a vintage card, you better believe it's going in a top loader. It's being secured. It's, yeah. That's different. If it was a vintage holo, totally different. A 20 cent common or a reverse holo or a holo. Thunder, yeah.
I'm so sick of that card.
you know, that crap, I, whatever. If a couple bulk cards start to warp. Whatever. Who cares? But, I mean, does it warrant a disqualification? Well, I mean, I can see the judge's standpoint, but at the same time, like, come on. It's not that terribly noticeable. But again, it's hard to say. I mean, I'll send you the photo later on, and you can judge for yourself. I mean, in my personal opinion, yeah, you can definitely see the three cards in the center of the nine are clearly warped a bit, but not massive, like the judges were saying, or what some of the commenters were saying. But
well, if it's noticeable to one person, it's more than likely noticeable to someone else.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And then again, like, if the cards are in, say, the middle of a 60-card deck, you've got sleeves, you've got the rest of the deck on top of it, you're not going to notice. You're really not.
Well, if they have sleeves, they definitely aren't going to notice.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Everybody has sleeves when they go to regionals. I mean, thankfully, I haven't seen too many people go completely raw at regionals. I've seen a couple instances, like my friends have sent me photos of some people playing on the tables with just complete raw cards, and it's cringy. I don't understand how you can play raw like that. I just see corners and edges being banged up and smashed together. It just scares me. But moving on, so last week I treated Bambi to a nice little Miss Magnus quiz. She almost passed. She came really close.
I would say that's passing score, just so you know.
It's debatable. I mean, you got like what, a 49% ish. But it's Bambi's turn to quiz me. Now, whether or not I'm going to pass or not, that's debatable. Apparently, she had like minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay, 10 minutes. She hasn't told me anything about this quiz, whereas I at least had the pleasure of getting to know what the quiz was about when I told her.
No. You told me it was about Pokemon. That was all the info I got. It's pretty safe to say my default setting is fairly predictable.
Okay. Well, with that being said, let's see how well I do with the tables being turned.
Okay, so, shocking. It's a Cubone quiz. Most of the questions are stupid easy.
Really? Cubone?
Yeah, a little bit.
Damn.
Default quiz, come on. Should have saw that coming.
Yeah, I should have. You should have been nice and done Gengar. Like, God.
Yeah. All right, question one. I'll be so sad if you don't get it, some of these.
Uh-oh.
Cubone evolves into?
Obviously, Marowak.
Okay. How many claws total does Cubone have?
Claws?
Mm-hmm.
Counting, like, hands and feet?
Mm-hmm.
12.
Okay. What is Cubone's type?
Ground.
Okay. What was one of Cubone's most popular nicknames?
Oh, dear God. Oh, what the hell?
Come on, this one's a widely known one.
His nickname? Little bitch?
he does cry quite a bit.
Yeah. Though. Oh, God.
Is that your final answer, little bitch?
No. God, his nickname. I have no idea. No, I don't know.
I don't know your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. In Pokemon Red and Blue, what was Cubone known as?
Known as? Oh, God. Like in the Pokedex entry? Or just in general?
Just in general. Also, a pretty widely known one for Cubone people.
Wouldn't it be like the orphaned Pokemon or something?
Is that your final answer?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else. Okay. What trainer helped a Cubone get back a stolen bone before catching the Cubone?
Ash.
Final answer?
Yeah. It's not Brock. Wait, are we talking TC or like TV show? Oh, okay. I don't think Ash had a Cubone. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I'm gonna say Ash.
Okay.
It was either Ash or Brock.
In the show, what episode does Cubone debut in?
Oh, fuck. It's the first season. I think it's like fourth episode, fifth episode. No, it's late. It's later on. It's near Saffron City. Oh God, I can't remember. Oh God, that's bad. Oh no. Yeah, I have no idea. Oh shit.
Well, you said four or five. You can pick one of those, or you can say, I don't know.
I think it's episode five.
Okay. In one of Cubone's major appearances, The School of Hard Knocks, Gissel and Cubone fought who? Name the trainer and the Pokemon.
School of Hard Knocks. Oh God. It wasn't one of the protagonists. I think off maybe James and Weeping Bell?
Okay. Is
Or no,
it what?
James and Coughing, because he didn't have Weeping Bell yet.
Okay. This one I don't expect you to get right. It's a fun fact that I like to flex on people because I do know it.
Oh God.
Which one of the TCG illustrators' favorite Pokemon
Oh Jesus Christ.
is Cubone?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that one sucks. That
TCG
one's
Illustrated. God, what's the fuck? What's the I know him. I know him too. Not Masuda. It's the same one that freaking Real Breaking Nate likes so much. Fuck, what's his name? I almost said Tamagotchi, but no, it sounds like Tamagotchi. It sounds like Tamagotchi.
The one that sounds like Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Right, those are all the questions. How many do you think you got right?
Oh, bad. Maybe two.
Maybe you did better than two.
Really? Oh, shit.
Okay, so Cubone, yes, does evolve into a Marowak.
Obviously, yeah.
How many claws total does Cubone have? Technically, only four.
Really?
One on each toe, one on each hand.
Oh.
And the ones on the toes are debatably claws, so technically it's two, but I'd say four.
Huh. I
Only has
thought
one claw on each hand.
I swear I thought I saw lines in like early T or early animes where it looked like he had three claws together kind of thing.
Type is indeed ground. One of the most popular nicknames that Cubone goes by is the Lonely.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Pokemon,
No.
because Cubones keep to themselves, stay away from social situations, and avoid contact with others due to past traumas. But the lonely Pokemon, like, that's even, like, a slogan for him.
Yeah.
Well, them, it's 50-50 both ways. Okay. The one you got right that I didn't think you were going to get right was the Pokemon Red and Blue. What was Cubone known as? It was indeed Orphan.
Hey, sweet.
I feel their pain. It's okay. what trainer helped a Cubone get back a stolen bone before catching it? It was Go.
Oh, okay.
Go had a Pokemon or a Cubone.
Okay, I didn't. I don't think I've watched that anime.
It's a good one.
That's the what, the Pokemon Chronicles or something?
Origins, one of the two.
Yeah.
In which episode do we first see a Cubone? See, we're close.
Oh.
Season 1.
Yeah.
Episode 2.
Really?
There is a Cubone hiding behind a Marowak crying because the Marowak was protecting it from everybody.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because wasn't the second episode where Pikachu shocked all those Spearows?
I think so. Huh. I just know Cubone likes to hang out in Lavender Town. Okay. In one of the more major debuts, Glissol and Cubone fight Ash and Pikachu, and they lost.
Oh. Huh.
Cubone against Pikachu. I mean, come on. They're going to let Pikachu win.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, Pikachu's got a type disadvantage because he's ground.
Yeah, but Pikachu is the protagonist, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And the illustrator whose favorite Pokemon is Cubone is actually Midori Harada.
Oh, okay.
She's been an illustrator for Pokemon TCG since 1996.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still
can't. I don't know if she actually still illustrates, to be honest with you.
I know there is actually still a couple of them still sticking around.
I haven't seen her name on any, though.
Mm.
They have so many illustrators for the modern sets now. It's crazy.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, they're getting way more technical with the illustrations. Like, I think I mentioned in an earlier podcast where back then, like, for base set and all that, it was literally copy and paste.
Yeah.
Like, they're like Windows 98 backgrounds. They would basically zoom in and then copy and paste it into the back of a ponytail or whatever. It's literally all that they did. And then boom, there's your background for ponytail.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see Midori on any of the Paradox cards.
Huh.
By the way, Paradox Rift launched today.
Oh, God, I know. Everywhere I turned, it's like, oh, Paradox Rift, this and that.
It's a really good set. 84 Secret Rares, it's a little much, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We'll live. We'll fight through it.
I mean, there's no way in hell I'm collecting the set.
Oh, I am. I'll sell a kidney, too. Heck yeah. Even though there's no Cubone or Charizard or Arceus, I'll survive. It's a beautiful set.
Oh, screw Charizard.
Yeah, old news. But, like, the new Future Flash and Ancient Roar cards that are in Paradox Rift with, like, the color fade. Oh, God.
See, now, I will get some of those cards strictly for decks. Like, I mean, I
have a boatload of bulk, so let me know.
Okay. There's, I was looking at some of the cards to look forward to for Paradox Rift for the difference between futuristic and ancient forms.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the, I forget which one it was. It was a dark type. I can't remember the Pokemon, but it was really, really properly set up for the TCG.
Like, the most predominant dark type in, like, the ancient side is probably Roaring Moon. That's the biggest one I can think of.
That might have been it. Yeah.
I have a gold Roaring Moon now. I'm so happy.
Oh, God. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, just like you, I technically failed. Well, I mean, I failed way miserably than you did.
How did you not see a Cubone quiz coming? Come on. Come on.
God. I don't know Cubone. I don't deal with
whiny. Nobody does. Love. More love for the Cubone.
Even Pokemon Company doesn't care about Cubone.
But Cubone is one of the predominantly featured Pokemon on different types of merch. So.
Well, yeah, sort of.
There's a ton of Cubone stuff out there.
Like legitimate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, but there's more Gengar.
But there's more Pikachu than anything, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ditto is, like, up there now, too.
Oh, yeah. Ditto and the Eeveelutions.
Oh, of course, the stupid Eeveelutions.
Yeah. I hear about every day from my daughter. Oh, I want these. Like, she found $80 leggings on Pokemon Center, and she wanted them. And then got pissed at me, because apparently it's my fault that the ones that she found are for women, not kids. But apparently it's my fault. I was like, what do you want me to do? Buy $80 leggings so then I can cut them so then they fit your smaller figure?
Well, if you get like a women's extra small and then you tack sew a hem onto the feet, they might fit.
Oh, don't give her ideas.
Just saying.
No. No.
And plus then she can grow into them.
You're not helping.
I'm just a solution. I'm
trying to save $80 here. Oh, God. You women.
Resourceful thinking.
Yeah. Oh, God, I know. And finally, it's time for our good old Pokemon battle. Yet again, we're going to do a trainer battle because, I mean, I'm what? 2-0 now?
Yeah, but you had to like isolate us into a singular category in order to win.
I didn't cheat. I'm being resourceful.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Since you took the win, you can go first, Mr. Capitan.
Whoa. So, you're gonna fucking hate me.
Yeah, what'd you pick?
Normal.
Oh, hell?
Yeah.
There's some good dual typings in there, though, so.
Oh, I know. Full disclosure, I came really, really close to picking a Mega Evolution, and I realized that might classify as cheating.
So I have one that's a little side streety, so
okay.
I don't feel so bad.
I think it was, what the hell was it? Mega Lopunny. I was going to pick Mega Lopunny. Just because I hadn't.
Yes, because that's the Pokemon that needs to be bigger.
Right? Actually, my daughter told me to pick Lopunny because our rabbit is named Lopunny. And
no, I remember.
Yeah, I told her I wasn't picking Lopunny. Yeah, or the fact that, you know, our male rabbit is named after a female Pokemon, but whatever. That works. So, I picked normal type. My first Pokemon is good old Rattata.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
Well, I went with Quagsire.
Oh, so water typing then?
No.
Oh.
Quick. He's got a ground type with him, too.
Oh, you suck. Yeah, okay. So, well, you're one time weak against me. Well, I'm one time weak against your water and ground. Okay, so I see how this is going to go.
Oh, man. All right, me next?
Yep.
I went with Claydol. Ground Psychic.
Oh, come on. Ooh, you're weak against a shit ton of things.
Yeah, because of the fucking Psychic.
Yeah. So, my second is Dodrio. the three-headed bird.
Normal. I hate that thing. Yeah, so I know. Much.
It sounds so fucking annoying in the anime. what was it? The first episode of the anime. It's sitting. It's basically a rooster. It's so fucking annoying. Normal flying type. So of course you are normal damage from my flying. I don't even see normal. What the? Are you just not connecting to my normal?
It doesn't. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Holy. Oh wait. No. You're okay. So you're one time weak against my normal. It's because it has the same color as freaking ground.
Yep.
You idiots. So normal against both of mine. Ground psychic. Oh, okay. So I'm one time weak against your psychic, but completely resistant to your ground. So I take the win on that one. So my third is Galarian Zigzagoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dark. I think that's funny you put that there. Okay. Little bit cheaty. Tiny bit cheaty.
Uh oh.
Primal Groudon. Ground fire.
No. Now, come on. It's a fucking Groudon.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? It's the goddamn legendary.
Is it real? Oh, he is, huh? Well, I can put my backup in there.
Okay, well, hold on. Because if my little freaking Zigzagoon can stomp this freaking cheat, that would be hilarious.
I forgot Groudon was a part of them. I was just choosing not to acknowledge that.
It's just a little, you know, sidestep. It's a big sidestep.
Not even that big of a sidestep. I'm so, Googling that. Wait a minute.
Your ground fire. I am one time weak against your fire, one time weak against your ground. I'm dark normal. You're one time weak against my normal and one time weak against my dark. So it would have been a tie.
I'm looking up just to make sure. Really?
Well, it's a Groudon. I know. It's just a more fucked up version of Groudon.
That's true. Legendary. You know what happened? It's because I'm going through all my Paradox sets and I have the Groudon card that came out of Raging.
Right. Okay.
Well, we'll take a tie with a legendary. That's fine. It wouldn't actually happen in real life, but, you know.
Could you imagine? Giant-ass Primal Groudon against a Zigzagoon and it ties. It'd be the biggest what-the-fuck moment ever.
All right. Number four. I went with Dugtrio. The Triple Glizzy.
Oh. Okay.
Ground Steel?
Dugtrio? Oh, so. Alolan Dugtrio.
Boop, boop, boop.
Okay. So, yeah, Ground Steel. I was going to say, no, Dugtrio is just ground.
Ground.
But, oh, the ground type one. Wait, which one did you pick? Regular ground, regular Dugtrio?
Regular Triple Glizzy, the ground.
Oh, okay. The bald one.
The bald one.
Okay, so I went with Azrael, the normal fairy type. You are one time weak against my fairy and normal. I am one time weak against your ground, so I would take the win on that one.
Just because you're dual typing.
Yep.
God, and because, I hate these trainer battles.
Why? I mean, we're fighting with freaking legendaries now. Okay. Damn,
who's your number five?
My number five is Hisuian Zora.
Okay, I went with Graveler.
Ooh, right on. I love Graveler, but it's a pain in the ass to get freaking Golem. I don't want to freaking trade for it. So rock ground, normal ghost. So you would take the win on that one. Yep. Yeah, you would take the win on that. Last okay, one. So. We're
currently tied.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got two, I've got two, and we got a tie. All right. I mean, this is going to technically declare who wins.
Unless it's another tie.
Unless it's a tie, and then we're going to our sudden death. Oh, God. Number six is Meloetta. from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good old normal.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, okay. All right. I was thinking of a different one.
That's not freaking legendary.
No. I was thinking of someone else. I don't think you are. Rune Riggis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the evolved form of, what is it, Yawn Mask or whatever?
Mm-hmm. I can't pronounce, like, hardly any of the new people. You were.
The Galarian Yawn Mask evolution. Okay. Ground Ghost. I'm normal psychic, so...
It's a freaking... Son of a bee.
Hi! Holy shit. Okay.
That's all right. I did have someone on reserve, so...
Okay.
Do you have your reserve?
I sure do.
All right, who's your reserve?
My reserve is Pyroar.
Oh.
Yeah.
I went with Gligar.
Ground flying. So, oh, Jesus Christ. 2-time weak against your ground. That's dirty. 1-time weak against your flying. You're 1-time weak against my normal. 1-time weak against my fire.
I win.
Yeah, just because of that 2-time weak against ground.
Boom.
I have a feeling you forget. One of us picked that Pokemon before.
I feel like you did.
Yeah, probably. Ground. Well, I don't know. Ground flying. Yeah, maybe.
I almost put Cubone in there, but I refused to have him get wrecked. So.
Oh, God. Well, on that note, looks like Bambi finally took one. So, you know.
Thank God.
You can stop complaining that. These apparent trainer battles are no good for her.
They are. They're not good for anyone. It's literally luck of the draw.
I mean, I came out 2 wins
right out. Exactly. Literally luck of the draw.
Yeah. And it took you partially cheating in order to try and win this one.
Hey. I had a backup.
Yeah.
What? It's my fault. I'm all about the new set right now.
So, okay, so, like, even if we got rid of Primal Groudon and you did Gligar, you would have still won, I think.
I would have.
Only because the number 6 one was a tie. Wow. That's horrible. Take care, everyone. We will see you again next week.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.